DJ, it seems like you spent a lot of time in Denver. If you follow me on social media, your auto show charity stuff, you got a golf tournament. How important was that to you, really, especially in your second year on the air, to ingrain yourself in the community?
It's very important to me. Like, as soon as I got here, I feel like I was welcomed with open arms and a part of the community. So, you know, every community I've been a part of, you know, just try to give back and, you know, make myself felt, you know, within it.
You talked to Wade about blitzing more?
that was definitely a subject that was brought up, you know, as soon as he got here. And I think you'll see a lot more of that this year.
Chris was saying that the way Wade runs his defense is going to put more pressure on the corners he and Talib, and that they want to activate players. Does that mean for you, like, you can have a little more freedom to freelance and be more aggressive, or how are you kind of perceiving what Wade's going to do, having been around a little bit now?
I think it's going to be similar to last year. I don't think only time will tell. But right now, we're still kind of starting with the basics, and we're just now getting into, like, the blitz installs and the sub packages. But it's definitely more variety to what I am going to be allowed to do. So I'm excited about that.
You saw the schedule and saw Cleveland on there. Exactly where? Did you get in touch with any old friends back there?
Well, before the schedule came out, you know, the teams you play come out first, so I already knew that we'd be going to Cleveland. No, I haven't reached out to anybody there. I don't want to talk to anybody there right now. No, kind of just show up and play.
With Raheem gone, there's been talk about Bradley moving over to free safety. How do you think Bradley would transition from corner to that to get him on the field?
Well, Coach said he's going to put the best six DBs on the field. So, you know, whoever it is going to be more than capable of filling that job. And Bradley, you know, with his ability, his smarts, and him, his competitiveness, he's definitely one of those players that is capable of doing that.
How have you adjusted so far? How do you like the new coaching staff with Kubiak and Wakefield?
Oh, it's going very well right now. I think the installs, the direction that they want to go with the team and how they're going about it right now is great for us, specifically transitioning from a good coach in Coach Fox into another good coach in Kubiak. They have different ways of doing things, but I think Coach Kubiak has a good philosophy, and his coaches under him, Coach Wade and Joe Woods, working with us in the DBs in the secondary. They're doing a lot of teaching right now, and sometimes you have to go back to the bases, get those fundamentals down, and start there. And I think they're doing a great job at that.
What are your first impressions of Darian Stewart?
He's a pro. You know, he comes in, doesn't say too much, works hard. He's in the playbook. He seems like a smart guy, but, you know, all of that is going to take time. You know, we're going to come in, we're going to get on the field. All that meshing and that cohesion and that chemistry is going to come. You know, it's not all going to come in the workouts. You know, it starts now in the meeting room and workouts, but you know, everyone knows it doesn't really mean anything until you get out there on the field.
You feel more relaxed at this time this year than you did last year, coming in kind of a hired gun, so to speak?
I'm definitely more comfortable. You know, I know my surroundings now. I know my teammates a lot better. I'm not really trying to find my niche in the team. You know, I know what my niche is, and I know what I want it to be. And, you know, like I said, I've been here for a year now, so I'm a lot more comfortable.
Last year's secondary was really talented, three guys going to the Pro Bowl. Where do you see, you know, trying to improve it?
You know, individually, like you said, you know, we had a talented secondary, but it's all about gelling together. You know, it was our first year playing together. It's our first for a lot of guys on the defense playing together, so we're only going to get better. You know, that cohesion is only going to come with time. And I think the more we play together, especially in the secondary, me to lead Chris and whoever steps into that safety role, you know, we're going to need that time to gel, and, you know, we're going to get better with time.
Looking back, how did all those snaps in the box last year when they need you almost as an extra linebacker, how did those help you going forward?
Well, last year it was a different front for me. You know, now it's going to be more of a five-man front look compared to a four-man front where I'm the fifth guy last year. Now I'll be the sixth guy. So it takes a little pressure off me as far as having to take on blockers, old linemen and things like that. Allows me to move around a little bit more. So I think you'll see a lot more running and hitting from me. as compared to shedding guards.
David Bruton told us last week that he's competing for that starting job too. You know, he knows he's a special team captain and all that. How do you like his chances in that role?
No, I think Bruton came in and played great last year. When I was out, he had a good game against Oakland, and then in the sub packages, he came in, tackled well, was physical and aggressive. So, you know, I'm not – I know the coaches haven't. I haven't penciled anyone next to me. I haven't even, you know, guaranteed myself a spot. I got a chip on my shoulder all the time. So I know guys are coming for my spot, and I'm working as hard as I can to be the best player I can. But, you know, we got a bunch of guys that, you know, can fill that spot, and that's a great thing about it, you know. Any, we have 2, 3, 4 guys, Omar as well. You know, they're all going to be fighting for that spot, and it's going to be a good competitive offseason.
Yeah,